Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another time to be in the presence of the Lord. Today is the second day in the month of June 2025, and the Lord is ready to speak to us. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, New Song. New Song. And our info today is taken from Hymn 25. The Great Physician Now Is Near. The Great Physician Now Is Near. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Job from chapter 25 to chapter 30, and our memory verse is taken from Psalm 40 verse 3, which says, "And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Exodus chapter 15 from verse 1 to 21. Exodus chapter 15 from verse 1 to 21. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 1 it reads, "Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both us and driver he has heard into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior, and the Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depth like a stone. Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostril, the water piled up. The surging water stood up like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue, I will overtake them. I will divide the spoils, I will gorge myself on them. I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty water. Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? You stretch out your hand and the earth swallows your enemy. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will grieve the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terror and dread will fall on them. By the power of your arm, they will be as still as stone until your people pass by. Lord, until the people you brought pass by, you will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance. The place, Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, Lord, your hand established. The Lord reigns forever and ever. When Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought the water of the sea back over them. But the Israelites walked on through the sea on dry ground. Then Miriam, the prophet, Aaron's sister, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women followed her with the timbrels and dancing. Miriam sang to them, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, a young fellow once gained admission into the university abroad and celebrated with his friends and family. However, during the celebration, one of his father's enemies said to himself, "This boy is going abroad. If he succeeds over there, he will return and buy his father a car. I will give him something to carry along that will ensure that he fails." So he diabolically inflicted the boy with a strange ailment. The boy got to school and began to feel a terrible pain in his body. Doctors examined him thoroughly and could not diagnose what was wrong with him. After 6 years of living in pain, he returned to Nigeria and attended one of our programs and was held at Ibadan Grammar School. When I was ministering, the power of God hit him and the pain disappeared. He started shouting, "It is gone!" God gave him a new song after 6 years of torment, and he can do the same for everyone who cries out to him in faith, like you see in Romans chapter 10 from verse 11 to 13. In 1994, the RCCG held a program in Lagos tagged The Battle of the Gods. A man who attended the program was suffering from four killer diseases: hypertension, diabetes, meningitis, and heart problem. His doctors had advised him to travel abroad, and while planning to do so, he decided to come for our program. The power of the Almighty God touched him, and he was healed of all four diseases and was given a new song. Psalm 126 from verse 1 to 2 says, "When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing." One of the proofs that God has turned around people's captivity is that their tongues will be filled with songs of joy. New songs always accompany deliverance, salvation, and miracles. In today's Bible reading, after the Israelites crossed the Red Sea and watched their enemies drown, they sang a new song to God. Moses and Miriam composed new songs, and everyone sang along to praise God for his wonderful miracles. Deborah also sang a new song after God gave them victory over Sisera and Jabin, the king of Canaanites, like we see in Judges chapter 5 from verse 1 to 31. Anna was another person who received a new song from the Lord after she bettered Samuel, like we see in 1 Samuel chapter 2 from verse 1 to 10. I pray that the Lord will fill your mouth with songs of joy and laughter and give every member of your family new songs before the end of the year in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven Cups is a prayer point that says, "Lord, please fill my mouth with new songs of your goodness and mercy in Jesus' name." Father, please fill my mouth with new songs of your goodness and mercy in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com, or you can visit our podcast, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.